Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is night one of the first Democratic presidential candidate debate of the 2020 election cycle. The event is being held in Miami. And joining us live this morning with kind of a preview of this event is Jacob Neuheisel, political science professor at the University at Buffalo. Jacob, good morning. What do you think? Is there any significance to this first debate being held in Miami?
Morning, Susan. I'm happy to be on the program. I'm not quite sure. I'm certainly aware that the parties do game these things out, and things like convention centers and debates do have symbolic meaning. It probably doesn't hurt that it's a battleground state, and it probably doesn't hurt that they're going to be talking at least quite a bit about immigration.
We're going to hear a lot about immigration. Do you expect we'll hear a lot about the president, or are the Democrats on the stage maybe hoping to shy away from the president, focus on the other issues?
I think President Trump will absolutely be on the stage, certainly not in person, but I think he'll be a constant fixture in all of their comments. The way the debate's going to be run, it's going to be something of a lightning round. They're going to have 60 seconds to respond to questions, so I'm guessing you'll see more in the way of kind of soundbite package presentations, and I think that lends itself well to more of a biting content, and that will sometimes contain President Trump.
Yeah, who is going to do well with that kind of a format, and who might not do as well?
I think it's really anyone's game here. Certainly all eyes are going to be on Elizabeth Warren. She's the big show for tonight. The debates are split between two nights, and Elizabeth Warren is certainly the front runner in tonight's round. But that being said, you're going to have all the folks who are polling fairly low in the numbers, aren't bringing in a lot of donations. They're going to be looking for an in, and the debate is going to provide them that in. And so I think that you'll see a lot of them trying to do what they can to garner airtime and get some donors and get some numbers up in the polls.
Yeah, does anyone in the field tonight and maybe even looking forward to tomorrow, do you maybe point the finger at somebody on that list and say, this person might make a splash?
Again, it's really hard to tell. I'm sure that all of the candidates have their game plans, they have their strategies, but really it's going to be not just how they perform in the debate, but how they perform in the eyes of the media. So there are two things that are going to be moving numbers going forward. It's going to be how they actually do, or how the people who watch the debates perceive they did. And then it's going to be the media narrative shaping things for the folks who didn't watch it themselves.
Jacob, any idea how they came up with the 10 for tonight versus the 10 for tomorrow night?
I really don't know. I was actually trying to look into the rules going forward. I do know, you know, who made the cut was a function of both polling numbers and also donations. If you had over that magic number of 65,000 donations of a certain amount, you made the cut. But it does seem to be an odd pairing that most of the headliners, if you will, are going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, that is kind of strange. I would almost think it would be a disadvantage going the second night because, I mean, maybe you'll watch one night of the debate, but that's a big ask, two nights in a row.
Absolutely, and I think that gives Elizabeth Warren a lot of room to shine. Again, I think a lot of eyes are going to be on her today. Certainly Cory Booker has some room to maneuver here as well, but she's the clear frontrunner in tonight's grouping, and I think she has a lot of room to make a name for herself and continue to move those poll numbers and continue to bring in donations, but she's also going to be the sole target of a lot of the folks who are not polling quite as well.
Who is on the bubble? Who has to perform well tonight to make sure they stay in the race, at least to the next debate?
Really, anyone but Elizabeth Warren. I think, you know, Booker could continue to eke it out. I think O'Rourke still has enough name recognition from when he was running against Senator Cruz. But really, anybody else is not going to have the name recognition going forward to really carry them.
Yeah, that's going to be a big part. Do you see maybe next week or the week after people dropping off, or is this kind of a situation where it's so early that no one really wants to declare themselves defeated just yet?
One of the things about politicians is that they all think that they can win, and so I do believe that there's going to be a push against dropping out quite so early. Then again, they're going to have to face facts at some point. If this showing doesn't move any of the numbers for them, they're going to have to start thinking about dropping out of the race. And I think going forward, we'll see kind of a slow trickle from here on of the lesser-known candidates pulling out of the race.
But it's a long road ahead, right? I mean, we're in June right now, and this election isn't for over a year.
Absolutely. That's just something that's been happening in American politics over the last couple decades. It's called primary front-loading, and sort of the invisible primary is another way we talk about this. It's the money race. It's the race for donors and endorsements, and that's something that's just become earlier and earlier, and it's somewhat of a permanent campaign these days.
Hey, Jacob, we always appreciate the time. That's Jacob Neuheisel, UB political science professor, talking about the Democratic debates. First one set to kick off tonight. 10 candidates both tonight and tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.